Bachelor's Children, radio's most beloved cereal, brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream, the toothpaste that cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. And now the mystery of the girl with the broken heart. See if you can solve it. Charlotte made her debut 5 years ago. Almost immediately, her name became connected with that of a brilliant, talented young lawyer. For a year, they were seen constantly together. Everyone knew that both of them were madly in love. But suddenly, the man dropped away. He married another. And for some strange reason, Charlotte has never been popular since. Now, what broke up that love affair so suddenly? And why is it that Charlotte has been so much alone for so many long years? Is it that people think she's still secretly in love? No, the solution to this little mystery lies in just two words. Unpleasing breath. Unpleasing breath struck Charlotte suddenly, without warning, and it's been with her ever since. She doesn't know. How can she? But if Charlotte is listening in today, let me advise her, sharply, change today to Colgate Dental Cream, the toothpaste that cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Had you used Colgate, your life might be different today. You see, scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate stops oral unpleasing breath instantly. It gives you an active, penetrating foam that gets into the crevices between your teeth, helps clean out the food particles there that are so often the cause. For a sweeter, purer breath, for brighter teeth, use Colgate Dental Cream. Remember, it's the toothpaste that cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Now for Bachelor's Children. Well, it's the evening of the shower that Janet and Suzanne are giving for Margaret Gardner, Dr. Bob's secretary, who is to be married on Thursday. The party is being given at Janet's home and is already underway. Dr. Graham and Sam are in the Graham living room talking with Suzanne, who has gone over from next door to get a silver tray which she had requested to take over to Janet earlier in the evening. We hear the doctor saying, everyone whom you're invited, get there, Suzanne?
Every single person. And Margaret's so excited and happy about
it.
Well, I mustn't stay here talking. I'll get the tray and put it in the hall, and then go up and look at the babies to make sure they're all right. And then I'll get back to the party.
All right, darling. I'll go up and see about the babies, of course. Want me to?
No, I want to put on some powder and lipstick anyway, so I'll go up and see that they're tucked in. We'll be serving refreshments about 11 o'clock. If you want to come over and get something to eat.
Well,
we'll see.
Yeah, I'll put you down, Miss Margaret.
Mm-hmm, kidding.
Do you have anyone yet?
Oh, we started one in today. Miss Barr.
Oh? I see.
Well, it might work out all right. She's far from satisfactory now.
Don't get up, Bob. I'll see you.
Okay, thanks. Might be Mr. Stewart. Margaret's going to say. I thought Margaret's going to tomorrow while the party's on.
Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Well, it's you, Mike. Hello.
Yeah, it's me.
Come on in, Daddy.
Okay.
Sam, I'd like you to meet Dottie Stanks. She and her family are my nearest neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy, this is Mr. Ryder.
How do you do, Miss Sam?
Hello.
I was coming in this evening, so I brought Dottie along to meet Ruth Ann and Janet.
Oh, I see. Well, come on in the living room. Bob's in there.
All right. Come on, Daddy.
Hello, Dr. Bob. Well, I thought that sounded like you, Michael. How are you, boy?
Oh, fine. I brought Dottie with me. Dottie, you've met Dr. Bob before out at the farm.
Oh, sure. Well.
Good evening, Miss Stan. Sit down, won't you?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, here, Daddy. Give me your coat.
Okay.
Ruth Ann said that sometime when I was coming in, I should bring Daddy along, so I stopped by her house this evening and picked her up, and here we are.
Well, we're very glad to have her.
Where's Ruth Ann? Isn't she home?
Yes, she's upstairs. She'll be down in a minute.
Well, how's everything coming along out in the country, Michael?
Oh, fine. Daddy's father brought his team up today and plowed for him. He said the ground should be plowed in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Your father have a large farm, Miss Sam?
No, we got 50 acres. Pa doesn't farm at all, though. Only as much as he needs for his truck garden.
Yeah, I see.
Well, how's all your family, Sam?
Oh, fine, Mike. We're having a big blowout.
Well, I'm over next door now. Oh, hello, Michael.
Hello, Ruth Ann.
Oh,
hi. Oh, Ruth Ann, I'd like you to meet Daddy Stan. This is Mrs. Graham.
How do you do, Miss Graham? Pleased to meet you. I thought I heard voices down here, but I didn't know it was you, Michael.
Yeah. I was coming in this evening, and I remembered that you said I should bring Dottie along sometime, so I stopped at her house and got her, and here we are.
Well, that's nice.
I'm so sorry, though, that it had to be this particular evening.
Hmm? Well, what's the matter?
Why, Michael, Janet, and I are giving a shower for Margaret Gardner. You know, she's going to be married Thursday, so I'll just have to go back over there. I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, I didn't know you were having a party. I should have called up to find out if it was all right for Daddy to come in.
Well, any other night would be perfect, but this particular evening, and since Janet and I are giving the party together, I just have to go back. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry. That is, if it's all right with you. Why, yes. Yes, I suppose you could do that.
Come back some other time.
But I like parties. And you won't mind waiting here for me. May I put... Mrs. Graham, the thing I put on my best dress since I'm going to a party, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You wondered my best dress since I'm going to a party, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You wondered my best dress since I'm going to a party, isn't it?
Oh, no, Sam, it isn't.
You won't pretend what's become of me.
Oh, can I carry that tray over for you, Sam?
Oh, no, Sam, it isn't. You won't pretend what's become of me.
Oh, can I carry that tray over for you, Sam?
Oh, no, Sam, it isn't.
You won't pretend what's become of me. Oh, can I carry that tray over for you, Sam?
Oh, no, Sam, it isn't.
You won't pretend what's become of me. Oh, can I carry that tray over for you, Sam?
Okay. You won't forget to wait for me, will you, Michael?
No, I'll be here.
Now, 30 minutes later.
Say, Dr. Bartlett.
What about
you? Oh, I don't know, Michael. I asked him to come up here this evening so I could talk to him. He hasn't shown up yet, though.
Poor guy, I feel so sorry for him losing that child of his.
That hit him pretty hard. Well, I sort of wanted to keep an eye on him. I think there might be a possibility that I get him into one of the factories.
Was Bucky in trade?
That I don't know, Sam. But if he hasn't, it'll all put him work to be had for a good, strong fellow like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say, by the way, did I tell you how we're planning to use that extra space we have over at the Children's Memorial Sanitarium? That part we haven't been able to furnish with beds?
Oh, no, how?
Well, I've been talking with the health commissioner, and if I can get the sanitarium board to agree to it, I'd like to put a welfare station in there.
What kind of welfare station?
Oh, a center where we can furnish medical aid to families that are on home relief and so forth. And that way it takes some of the pressure off the regular clinics.
Oh, is there a need for more clinics, Dr. Buck?
Oh, isn't there? Now, with this influx of families that have come into the city as a result of these defense plans, there's a tremendous and vital situation created here.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I suppose there are housing problems to cope with, too.
Oh, yes, not only the housing problem, but the matter of accommodating the children of these families in schools, free lunches, and the health problem.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's estimated that at least, 15,000 to 20,000 new families have moved into the city.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those haven't the proper homes, a lot of them are living in trailers. That's a terrific social problem.
A lot of extra people to look out for.
Yes, there is.
I wonder who that is.
Must be my wife back for something.
Oh. Daddy, what did you come back for, Daddy?
Oh, I thought I'd rather be over here than over there with that bunch of women.
Well, you didn't stay long.
Uh-uh. Anyway, I wanted to ask you something.
Ask me something?
Yeah. I wanted to know if maybe I couldn't get the job.
Well, what job, sir?
Well, I heard them say over there that the girl they're giving the party for is going to get married. And she used to work for you in your office.
Yes, she did.
Well, I'm looking for a job. Do you think maybe I could have hers?
Well, I hardly think so, Miss Pam. I doubt if you have the necessary qualifications.
What do you mean?
Well, Dr. Bob means... Well, he means that he needs a girl who's a stenographer and a typist. You don't know anything about that, do you, Daddy?
No, I don't. Couldn't I learn?
I'm afraid hardly in time to be of any great help to me now.
Oh. Well, just thought I'd ask. Don't do any harm to ask, does it?
No. Right.
And Michael said he'd try to get me a job someplace.
Well, sure I did, but I didn't say anything about this position being open because I knew you didn't know shorthand and typing.
What kind of work have you done, Miss Pat?
I was only a waitress. But I don't want to be a waitress now. I want to get a better job.
You don't like it in the country?
Say I don't. That's my idea of nothing at all.
Gee, I'm kind of glad I came back here. A lot more fun sitting over here talking to you men than to a bunch of women. Mind if I stay here?
Why, no, not at all.
Michael told me that you're on the radio.
Yes, I am.
Gee, I'm crazy about radio. What do you do?
I'm enough.
Sometime maybe can I go down to the radio station with you? I've never been inside one.
Well, I don't know if they allow visitors. But...
Say, Daddy, would you like to go to a movie?
Sure. Although I'd just as soon stay here.
Well, I'd like to see a movie. I haven't been to one in such a long time. Come on, get into your coat. We'll have time to take one in before we go back home. We'll come back here sometime when Ruth Van's home.
And we think that Michael was rather anxious to get Dottie out of the Graham house. But whether or not she was so anxious to go is another question. Ladies, can unpleasing breath endanger your husband's business career? Listen to this true-to-life story of a once successful young salesman. Fred lost his job 3 months ago, and so far he hasn't been able to get another, in spite of his splendid record, in spite of his fine appearance. Oh, he gets plenty of interviews, but no job. Prospective employers who write him to come in seem to freeze up when they meet him. Ladies, the men Fred talks to know what's wrong, but they won't tell him. They're simply not interested. As people wouldn't be in your husband or in you if either of you should have unpleasing breath. That's why I suggest, ladies, that you make Colgate Dental Cream your one family toothpaste. For Colgate is the toothpaste that cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate stops all unpleasing breath instantly. You see, Colgate has an active, penetrating foam that gets into the crevices between your teeth. Help clean out the food particles there that cause much unpleasing breath. What's more, its soft, safe polishing agent keeps teeth bright and sparkling, makes your smile prettier, more attractive. So today, ladies, change your family to the world's largest selling toothpaste. Change them to Colgate Dental Cream, the toothpaste that cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Suzanne and Michael have a quarrel over Dottie. Be listening then to Bachelor's Children, the story of Dr. Bob, his family, and his friends, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the makers of Colgate Dental Cream. Your announcer has been Russ Young.
Is there a heartbreaker in your life? Some man who refuses to seem as devoted as you'd like. If so, remember, heartbreakers generally fall pretty hard for fresh, pretty faces. And if I were you, I'd keep my complexion lovely. Yes, with that soft, tempting look. Now, I know palm olive can help you. It's made especially for beauty, with olive and palm oils, cherished as nature's finest beauty aid since the days of Cleopatra. Frankly, there's no other leading soap made with olive and palm oils only. Palm olive contains no animal fat. Its lather is really different. Cleanses so gently, yet so thoroughly, it helps your skin keep that enchanting look of beauty. Today, get palm olive soap.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.